on It's Coming. The Vanier Cup is literally a couple of days away. The buildup has been a long time. When we found out that Regina was awarded the Vanier Cup, this was a big deal. Of course, the city of Regina has never hosted this university football championship. And so the fact that it is being hosted here in the province is a great thing. Next best thing is to have a provincial team in the Vanier Cup. And that has also happened. Of course, we know the University of Saskatchewan Huskies are in the Vanier Cup against Montreal. And so I'm happy to have a couple of people joining me. In fact, I'm going to start with one conversation and then we'll blend into the other. So coming up just in just a few minutes, I'll bring Jody Bray onto the show. Yes, you've met Jody before, my wife, but Jody also is the chair of the Vanier Cup committee. So we'll be able to connect with Jody and get some details about ticket sales. Is there still seats available? I know there are. We'll talk about that and what's planned for the Vanier Cup in a couple of days. But first, I wanted to bring on one of the team that is competing in this, University of Saskatchewan Huskies. This is a talented football club, and I'm so happy to have fifth-year starting running back, team captain, 2025 Canada West All-Star, Riker Frank, joining me by phone this morning. Riker, thanks so much for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
I'm not going to ask you what it means to make it to the Vanier Cup, because I know that this is what you fight for all year long, but what does it mean and how does it feel to have the Vanier Cup here in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, I mean, it's truly a special thing. Even just going in the direction of, you know, Saskatchewan football and the culture we have here around football, we just love the sport here. So, I mean, to have this Vanier Cup here, I mean, we're going to have a lot of support out here. And yeah, we're going to have fun with it.
It's been a good season, Riker, for you. How do you feel when you reflect on your season? I know you're a team guy, but how do you think it's been for you?
Yeah, for me, you know, started out the year a little slower than, you know, my years in the past, but, you know, that's, you know, there's a blessing in disguise everywhere. I mean, less touches means less, you know, injuries, less soreness. So, it got us to this point, so can't really complain.
I have to ask, Riker, you're born and raised in Regina, and so that's where you got your start playing football. It had to be interesting for you when you were paired up against the University of Regina Rams in that battle of Saskatchewan that we witnessed. What's this whole thing like being a Regina kid, but now in your fifth year for the University of Saskatchewan?
Oh, man, it's a lot of fun. It's never a dull moment playing against the Rams. You know, they're a well-coached team, and going back to that just culture of football in Saskatchewan, there's two teams right there playing with the chip on their shoulders, so it makes for some good times. Of course, I know a lot of guys on that Regina team, so yeah, it's always fun playing here. I've scored a lot of touchdowns in that Mosaic Stadium, so you know, hopefully a Saturday night I can score a few more.
There's no chirping going back and forth, is there?
No, it's all fun and games.
I like it. So let's talk about that. I mean, you've been on the team now for a number of years, clearly a leader on the team. You've been to the Vanier Cup before. This year, you're looking for a different outcome.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I've been here before. I've been in the Vanier before. So, you know, one thing I'm just, you know, my message to the team is just to fight through the noise. You know, like I had a huge press conference this morning. They're running me around all over Regina, you know, doing all these interviews. But yeah, it's all just noise, and we know we got a job to do on Saturday night. So, or Saturday afternoon, mm-hmm. I guess. So we're just trying to focus on that and sort of work our way through the chaos.
Can you talk about, let's talk about one of your teammates for a second, because I know you're good friends with Anton Amenrud, who got your team off to a great start, the winning start that the team needed to start the season, had to step away for medical reasons. Recently, we found out about the cancer diagnosis. How does that factor into this championship for you, for the guys on the team, in your hearts when you're on the field?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, it sucks. You know, taking the field without him, but you know, the sun still comes up, unfortunately. So these are the circumstances we find ourselves in. I think in terms of this upcoming game, it just makes it, you know, that much more emotional. It makes us want it that much more because now we're fighting for him. You know, we're putting our hearts on the line and we're playing for number 11.
Anything different you're doing? I know we've had your coach Scott Flory on this radio station talking about preparation. Has preparation changed at all for this game over all the other games you played this season?
I mean, in terms of like game plan, of course we do our due diligence. We're watching film. We're scheming against, you know, Montreal's tendencies and their, you know, their specific style of play. But, you know, from a overarching big picture standpoint, just another week of football. You know, we're going to do what we got to do. We're going to hit the field. We're going to practice. We're going to, you know, do all the little things, eat right, get our minds right. Same as any other week. We're just trying to go 1-0.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you'll have tons of family and friends in the stands at Mosaic cheering for you, Raker.
Yeah, I mean, we always get a good turnout. No matter where we go, we have our fans that follow us around. But, you know, I'm sure with this game being so close to home and, you know, me being a Regina guy too, I'm sure there'll be a lot of familiar faces out there in the
crowd. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Raker, I appreciate you giving us some time. Again, I know you're a busy schedule and you guys are going to be practicing and lots of stuff on the go today. So thanks for carving out a few minutes to chat with us here today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, so that's Raker Frank, who is just one of the incredible team that make up the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. Raker, a fifth-year starting running back for the team. He's a captain on the team. 2025 Canada West All-Star, and clearly going to be part of, hopefully, what is the success for the Huskies, because our province is pulling for them for sure. I want to bring Jody Bray on to this show again. Jody was on a couple of weeks ago talking about the Vanier Cup being hosted in the city of Regina for the first time, as I mentioned. And yes, Jody is my wife, but I haven't really seen much of Jody. You've been on the go. You've been busier than me over the last little while with this stuff.
I know. We've been passing ships in the night, it feels like.
Yes. So obviously we're getting close to Vanier Cup now. You guys had a big committee meeting. I think it was your final big meeting last night. How are the last minute touches going, getting ready for what's going to be a great couple of days?
Well, I have to say our committee has covered all bases. They have crossed the T's, dotted the I's. They've paid so much attention to detail for every bit of every moment since these teams have arrived. And I'm standing on the field and I'm watching people busy about getting things for the players, the coaches, the media, the officials. And we have school kids from Sacred Heart greeting our team. So there's clappers going and cheers and footballs being thrown. And it's just, it's awesome, and the game's not even here yet.
I was going to say, we're still a couple of days away, but there are some things planned leading up to. In fact, there's a banquet tonight, correct?
There is the awards banquet. It's the All-Canadian Awards Banquet and Major Award Winners, where athletes, football athletes from across the country are recognized as student athletes. And so that's being held at the Kinexus. It's going to be a beautiful event. We also have a pancake welcome breakfast at the U of R tomorrow morning, with all types of hype to welcome teams. We have the Gridiron event at Vic's Tavern tomorrow night, tonight. And then, of course, Friday night, we're with the Lieutenant Governor. She's hosting all of the committee and members coming to the city. And then, of course, Saturday is a big game.
Yeah, big game. The kickoff is 1:00, am I right?
You're correct.
Okay, so what is there anything else planned? Like, is there any tailgating or anything like that leading up to the game?
You bet. So the tailgate will be open in the Harvard Lounge on the main floor, and then they will open up the concourse to activations. NFL is going to be here with a booth that you can get swag and gear. There'll be food. There's all kinds of stuff set up around the concourse for the fans, and it's going to be outstanding.
Awesome. Let's talk about ticket sales before we say goodbye. The fact that we've got a Saskatchewan team in has to be great when it comes to ticket sales. That has to have helped.
Yes, of course. There were many, many people sad that it wasn't the Rams, but I'll tell you, as a province, we're very proud to have the U of S Huskies here on the turf here in Regina, and the ticket sales did spike. We have lots of suites sold out, and I think right now with the number of people in suites and in the stands so far, we're looking at about 5,000 people. So we'd like to get even more. I hope the weather entices people to come out, walk up, grab a ticket. There's all kinds of things for kids that are family-friendly, and the weather's going to be spectacular. We couldn't ask for more.
Good stuff. Well, I appreciate you giving us some time. I know you got lots going on yet today, so Jody, thanks for your call today.
Thank you for all of your support and letting us be a part of your show.
Yep, good stuff. Jody Bray is the committee member Vanier Cup chair for Vanier Cup 2025. You know, it's interesting. Like you heard Jody say, oh, there's lots of people that were disappointed the Rams didn't make it. Of course, with it being hosted in Regina, there was an extra push through the U of R to try and see if that Ram program could get there. But the Huskies proved to be the better team. They won that matchup when they got there. And then, of course, the Mitchell Bowl last weekend was the final step the Huskies had to get through in order to make it to the Vanier Cup. But boy, they're a strong football team, and this province is behind them. We saw the Saskatoon Hilltops as winners this year in their football. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders have won the Grey Cup. This would be the trifecta. So let's make it happen. Good luck to our University of Saskatchewan Huskies. Vanier Cup kickoff, 1 o'clock on Saturday. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.